Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is coming to you live from New York City. Happy Friday. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope you're well. All of that good stuff. Me, I'm great. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If I can do simple math, that means I've been here for 3 hours already. That means I will be here with you for one more hour. And what a show that you've missed. Where the hell you been? We had Clint Dempsey on the show. This is one of the most successful U.S. soccer players of all time. Damn it, he is tied for the lead in goals all time with Landon Donovan. He's in the Hall of Fame. Shout outs to Clint Dempsey for coming through and telling us how much Team USA soccer needs to do better. We know. We know. Hey, thank you so much. Speaking of successful people, thank you so much to Emma Jane Wilson for joining us last hour. She is the highest earning female jockey in history. $90 million. Last night, she won a race. She has made more money than any female jockey ever. You heard me right. I didn't stutter. $90 million. Thank you to Emma Jane Wilson for coming through and joining us. Hickey, her wife and kids at home relaxing off of her money, her hard work.
Not a bad way to live.
I need to marry me a jockey. I got an idea.
You going out to the track this weekend?
I am.
Now we had the horses?
Looking for a wife. Maybe I need to move to Canada. Find me a wife. $90 million. Man. That's what I need to do. Wife and kids sitting out. You think they're riding horses? What are they doing? Riding nice cars and nice toys. And Emma's out here just her and a horse, making the money. God bless her. Hey, thank you so much to Jared Diamond. He's successful, too. I mean, he writes for the Wall Street Journal. You got to be successful to do that. And he came on by and we talked about baseball. Everything about baseball. The All-Star game next week, the home run derby, the trade deadline. We talked about some of the contenders, the young players. We talked about it all. It's been a busy day. And then, of course, to open up the show, like right before we went on air, we learned that the New York Knicks, they have a saint on their team. They have a legend on their team. His name? It's Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson agreed to a 4-year contract extension to continue playing for the Knicks. Now, this is a big deal for multiple reasons. When is the last time you heard somebody tell you that they want to play for the Knicks? I'm talking about historically speaking. This is not the Lakers. They're not the Celtics. This is not the Miami Heat. People run away from the Knicks. Kevin Durant, I get it. A little different of a cat. Kevin Durant could have went to the New York Knicks. The man went to the Brooklyn Nets. Come on now. That's like saying, hey, the Lakers want you. And you go, nah, I'm going to go to the Clippers. Hickey, no disrespect. That's like saying the Yankees want you, but no, I'm going to go to the Mets. Hickey, your turn. Give me one. Go ahead.
That's like saying the Lakers want you, but you're going to go to the Clippers.
I said that one.
Trying to stall.
Hickey doesn't listen to me.
No, the thing is, I'm not good on the spot.
You are.
I panic.
We're here on the spot all the time. We have fun.
Trivia always gets, not this is trivia per se, but like.
Trying to think of teams that have two cities and then the other one sucks. Let's go.
The White Sox want, or the Cubs want you to go to the White Sox.
There you go.
See, I just need a little time.
Yeah. White Sox suck. Oh, my God.
They are bad.
Oh, they're terrible.
They are very bad.
Oh, man. They need to bring Tim Anderson back. They're so bad. Did anybody, where's he at? Did he clear waivers? Is he like sitting at home? Is he at the bus stop? Like, what's going on with that guy?
I think he's at the bus stop waiting for a call.
Oh, my God. You know what did him in, Hickey?
The bat flips?
No. Uh-oh, oh. Here we go. Tim Anderson surprises with new child with wife Bria after he had another out of wedlock. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
is that what?
Yeah,
I think so. Yep. Yeah, man. Listen, man, you got to be careful. Have a baby and with a wife and man. Hickey, that's why his batting average sucks, man.
He's distracted. He's not focused.
I think that man goes up to the plate. He is not thinking about the pitcher. He is thinking about the Bills and his wife and the other girlfriend. Oh, my God. Anyway, he got it back. We're going to talk about some. You know what? Let's go back to a winner, and then let's talk about some losers. Jalen Brunson is a winner because even though Jalen Brunson signed a $156 million contract, this man could have signed a deal next year for $269. You heard me correctly. He left $113 million on the table. He really, really wants to be a New York Knick. He's letting the Knicks open up space. His dad is on the coaching staff. Thibodeau coached his dad. Leon Rose might as well, the president of the Knicks, might as well be his godfather. He has all of his teammates. Like, Hickey, he is in such a unique situation. It's not like he is, I don't know, LeBron James, but Jalen Brunson has everything he could want in life as a professional athlete. Like, he has his family, his friends, his college. This makes no sense.
It's almost like high school, right? You have your friends, you have your family right there. Like, this is, I guess, the closest thing you could ever have to, like, that high school feeling of playing sports in the pros.
The man is 27 years old. Everything it is. It's like you're right. It's like high school. He has everything there. I couldn't tell you another professional athlete that has a similar situation. LeBron James has his son on the team. Okay, Giannis Antetokounmpo has his brother as the chief cheerleader. But to have your dad, the guy who coached your dad, your godfather. This is crazy. By the way, in a few years. You think he's saving money? He is. The Knicks have flexibility. In 2028, he could sign an extension worth $323 million. In 2029, he can sign an extension worth $418 million. And so if I am a Jalen Brunson, I think he's thinking about the now and he is thinking about the future. And either way, God forbid something happens, the man is still rich and New Yorkers will still love him. You want to know something else? Jalen Brunson loves the New Yorkers back because after they got eliminated by the Pacers, Jalen Brunson says, these Knicks fans, I love them.
They have been nothing but amazing to myself, to this team, to my family, and it's really cool. And so just so thankful for them.
Good. I'm happy for him. Knicks fans are crazy. They are nuts. Hickey, I like the normal Knicks fans. They're not normal anymore. The Knicks fans now on like Side Talk New York, and they make me say, I'm not coming back to New York. Why am I going back to that place for?
That group stinks.
They look like delinquents.
Can we separate them from Knicks fans?
Madison Square Garden, it used to be 19,763. I think it's less than that now, whatever it is. 18,000 people. 18,000 people going to Madison Square Garden to watch the Knicks game. How many Knicks fans are like the ones outside? The ones that do the videos where they're smoking and they in rat outfits and there's Spider-Man and Timberland boots and they're saying do this and they look like delinquents. Is that 100 people? 200 people? Is that 1,000 people out of the 18,000 that go? How many people is that?
I would say 100. And because I think most of those people in those videos, some definitely go to the games, but I would say the stars of those videos, I feel like are people that just, they don't go to the games, but now like they know that this is a thing. So they're going to show up to like that spot after the game and think, okay, I'm going to go viral. So I got to say something crazy here if the Knicks win.
There's that guy with the beard, the rotund fellow with the beard and the jersey.
It's a nice way to say it.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
He goes inside, right?
He was normal. He was the one that was just like, oh.
He's normal.
Somewhat normal as a fan.
As opposed to the guy who walks around New York in the Spider-Man outfit and the Yankees hat?
Yeah, that's, you know.
That guy's not normal.
He's not normal.
His name is Spider-Cuz. Hmm. Okay? He's not man. He's not Spider-Man. He's your cousin. This is Spider-Cuz.
Hmm.
I've seen him smoke. How he smokes through the
There's no mouth hole?
You've seen Spider-Man don't have no mouth hole?
Interesting. Well, I mean, the real Spider-Man, sure. I mean, I thought Spider-Cuz maybe had a little you know, engineering there to make, you know, adapt.
He just has an extra filter for the cigarette.
I don't think Spider-Man in the movies is smoking either, so.
Well, you know what? I correct myself. I don't think Spider-Cuz is smoking cigarettes, okay?
Hey.
They think Spider-Cuz is smoking something else.
Steve criminalized in New York. She's not breaking any laws.
Is it? When you go outside, do you smell it?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
I don't say everywhere, but a good amount.
New York is so filthy, man.
A lot of weed stores pop up.
What a filthy place. Anyway, Jalen Brunson loves it. So much so that he took a discount to stay. Good for him. A great young story. Another story today. Paul Skeens. This is the bell of the ball? This man is going to start the Major League Baseball All-Star Game on behalf of the National League. The National League, well, forget it. Forget the National League, American League. There hasn't been a rookie starter pitcher since Hideo Nomo in 1995 for the Dodgers. Crazy. His windup is still crazy. So here's the deal. Paul Skeens was actually on Dan Patrick's show when Torrey Lovello, the manager of the Diamondbacks, he's going to be the manager of the National League team. He kind of gave a little bit of a joke and he called and interrupted. And they told him, they were like, hey, you're going to start the All-Star game. And Paul Skeens is just, he's like, yay. He's not even excited. And so they had to ask him, like, how does it feel? Do you get excited? Listen to Paul Skeens' reaction being named All-Star Game starter. Even Dan Patrick is like, you're not excited? Listen to this.
That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah.
Do you ever get really excited, like crazy? Like, that's a big deal. You're starting the All-Star Game. Like, you want to call your parents? You want to call anybody right now?
Yeah, I think my parents are watching the show right now, but I'll give them a call after. That's cool, and I'll probably get more excited leading up to the game. Hopefully, have a full night's sleep before. I haven't put much thought into it because I've been getting asked about it a little bit, the past few days, and I haven't given much thought into it. Just because I had, the game yesterday, obviously, too. So now I can focus my attention on that, and that's pretty dang cool.
Hmm. Okay. Hickey, is he going to be the Tim Duncan of baseball? Kawhi Leonard of baseball?
It's a good comp. He's been very...
even.
Dry.
Robotic.
Mild-mannered.
No, that's Clark Kent. Clark Kent was exciting. You know, he'd lift what did he say? He did to a building? He leaped the building in a single bound? Is that what they said that man did? That alien?
Definitely, yeah, I think so.
He's not a man. He's an alien. Where did he come from? Krypton? No. Krypton was dangerous for him. Uh-oh. We're going to get the calls now. Uh-oh.
And I'm not here to save you because I don't know.
But we're going to get the calls now. Where's Superman from? Oh, my God. People are having a fit right now that I forgot the planet that he's from. It has a weird name. Oh, my God. I've seen every Superman movie ever. Oh, my God. Oh, damn. Hickey, I know you looked it up. Don't tell me. He is from the planet. Oh.
Hmm.
Hmm. That's the hint?
No.
What letter does it start with?
I think you said it already.
No, he's not from Krypton.
I'm looking it up. It says
no.
He's from Krypton.
No, he's not.
But he was raised in the fictional town of...
It's in Kansas, middle America somewhere.
Smallville, Kansas.
Smallville. No. He's not from Krypton because kryptonite is not good for him. You can't be.
That's what AI Google is telling me.
That's why some AI is stupid.
On his birth planet, Krypton.
Oh, wow.
No, I think they're right here.
Why is the kryptonite so dangerous to him?
Maybe that's a great question. I don't know. Maybe because it was destroyed?
Oh, you know what? I mixed it up. Yeah. I was thinking about his name, his real name. You know what? I got something.
Clark Kent?
No. That's his human on Earth name. His name is Kal-El.
You were thinking of that?
Yeah, I was mixing up his real name with, His parents sent him to Earth in a small spaceship shortly before Krypton was destroyed in a natural cataclysm. Yeah, but why? This is what I need to know. And I'm going to Google this in a break. Why is the kryptonite so dangerous to Superman if he's from Krypton? Like, that's like me. That's like the air whooping my ass and I breathe it all day long. Like, that's weird. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. I'm going to learn more about Superman in the meantime. And then on the other side of the break, we talked about all these successful people, Jalen Brunson and Paul Skeens. We're going to talk about some unsuccessful people and teams in the NFL because even the players hate each other. It's going to be fun. We'll hear it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, listen, if you want to buy me a beer, understand that you got to buy me more than one beer. You may regret your words. I'm not a one beer tonic kind of guy. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. What I'm about to tell you is very important, okay? You ready for it? Yeah, of course you are. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you amongst all the great news and successful people we spoke with today, Clint Dempsey joined the show, one of the greatest U.S. soccer players of all time. Emma Jane Wilson joined the show, highest earning female jockey in history, $90 million. You better find yourself a horse. You better learn how to ride it. Anyway, we got to talk about some people that are not successful right now. I'm sorry. My bad. Over the past 24 hours, we've had a couple of NFL players that are just like, you suck. To your own brother, to your quarterback. Like, listen to this. First of all, let me get them the hell out the way. The Raiders, okay? In 24 hours, if you've been watching the Netflix show Receivers, Davante Adams is one of the stars because he is a star receiver. So much so, there's so many rumors about him going to the Jets, but I digress. Davante Adams is highlighting last season where we know the Raiders stunk until you had Antonio Pierce take over and Mr. Josh was given the boot. And last night during the show, they were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, and Davante Adams had no problem with pretty much saying that, yes, when it came down to Jimmy G, I co-signed him sitting down. Like, they didn't do it without me. I'm like, damn. Listen to Davante Adams.
The first order of business on Wednesday was to bench Jimmy Garoppolo for the rookie Aiden O'Connell.
What was your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion on that was that I signed off on that. And that's just the reality of it. You know, I love Jimmy, and he's a great guy. But, you know, something had to happen in order for us to have a chance down the stretch and for me to remain a Raider, in all honesty.
Woo! I cannot remember. You know, we've had plenty of wide receivers. They don't come out like so much and just say, yeah, we needed to. I love him, but we needed to sit him down if we wanted a chance at winning. Ouch. We needed to sit him down if they wanted to keep me as a Raider. Ouch. And I know Jimmy Garoppolo's made a lot of money as being an injured quarterback in the league. I get it. But Jimmy Garoppolo is just like, damn, bro. I've met Jimmy. He's a nice guy. I also know Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's not forget he had that little suspension, okay? And now he's backing up Matthew Stafford on the Rams. How you have a backup who's going to be injured, I have no idea. But Jimmy Garoppolo also had to be sitting around at home going, what did I do? And so you got Devontae Adams saying, yeah, I'd rather have Aiden O'Connell. And Jimmy needed to sit. Ouch. How about this? How about the former running back of the Raiders, Josh Jacobs, who is now a member of the Green Bay Packers? Josh Jacobs was sitting down on a podcast because why the hell not? Right? Where else would he be? Or what else would he be doing? He was on a Green Light podcast. Devontae Adams said he needed a quarterback change. Jimmy needed to sit for him to stay. Josh Jacobs says, I was leaving because they sucked like they're used to losing.
Coming from Alabama, like, I went to championship every year I was there. I remember coming to the league and losing my first game, and I was mad, not talking to nobody, and a vet come up to me, and like, this the NFL, like, you gonna lose. I'm like, so y'all cool with losing? It was so different. Then the most frustrating thing about it all, you got me, you know, Tay and Max. You got guys that come in every day and work hard, and you don't get the results. Every year you close, but it's not winning. Y'all want me to come back on a discount and lose? I don't know how I feel about that.
Damn. Is that? I know Antonio Pierce just showed up, but even Antonio Pierce got to be going, well, damn, man, I just got here. Everybody's catching strays. Everybody throws shots at the Raiders, though. I mean, come on. People do that, too. Ouch, man. That's not it. That's not the only thing. And this is, we even got beef between brothers. Amon-Ra St. Brown is now one of the highest paid wide receivers in the entire game. This man is expected to compete and be a number one wide receiver on a Super Bowl contending squad with the Lions. His brother, Equanimeous St. Brown, well, he was on the Bears as, well, let's just say he never really got the ball, period. He's not Amon-Ra. And now he's a member of the New Orleans Saints. Ouch. Amon-Ra St. Brown was chatting with his brother on their own podcast, the St. Brown podcast, of course, because the brothers have to have a podcast. Amon-Ra St. Brown told his brother, man, y'all Saints, your new team, your own squad don't even think they could win.
Okay, only one team won the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And it wasn't you guys.
And we're chasing it.
I know.
Like, we're actually.
Everyone's chasing it. You're chasing it just like us.
No. We're actually chasing it.
No, you're chasing it like everyone else chasing it. Listen, every year, you guys get the team. Every year is a new season. Like,
that's something I want to say. Everyone gets in the team meeting room, like, coach is like, what do you want to do? Like, what are your goals? No one in your room thinks that you're going to win a Super Bowl. Like,
that's cap.
Honestly.
No, we do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Us, like, we know we can do it.
I'm glad he told the truth to his brother. But I'm glad he told the truth because these guys are human beings. Come on. It's not just the Saints who are like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Derek Carr is going to take this. Who believes that? Who can close their eyes and imagine that? That's like me saying, let's see. Is Seattle going to the Super Bowl? No. Is New England going to the Super Bowl? No. Are the Tennessee Titans going to the Super Bowl? No. There are certain teams that know that they're not going anywhere. And the Saints? Who realistically is waking up going, we're going to go all the way? The answer is nobody. Nobody. Sorry to my friends in New Orleans. I love y'all. WWL. Have a hurricane for me. Hickey, you like the hurricanes? You want one?
I don't know what they are, but they sound good, so sure.
Put you on your ass quick.
All right, I'll take one. It's Friday.
Yeah, well, I hear that. I'll deliver one. I'm going to find a great place in New York that has the closest thing to it. I'll try. Impossible, but I'll try. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Michael is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
JR, man, it's always good to talk with you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Best, man, real quick.
Yeah.
Best show, national show. Maybe I even consider your show a regional show. With you being in Atlanta, me being in Birmingham, you and Feinbaum are like just the kings of radio to me. So I just wanted to give you props. Hickey, props. Y'all put on a great product every night, and it's just, I enjoy listening. Here it is. What is it? 8 o'clock at night, and I'm listening to the radio. So anyhow, I just wanted to say that.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, so I've been a Dolphins fan, big Miami fan. Heat, Panthers, and then I like the Braves. But I woke up like in the mid, like 2015, mid-teens, whatever, and realized that the Dolphins were like the Browns, the Raiders, the Jets. There was some spotted success here and there, but
okay. They
sucked. And ever since Marino retired, it's just been a mess, man. I feel like we're going in the right direction. I want to see what your thoughts are on like the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and just kind of see where you see them going.
I wish I could give you a positive answer, but if you're the fact that the Miami Dolphins, well, they know what they want to do with Tua, but the fact that they just can't say, hey, here's the money, is indicative of what they believe in Tua. You know, so you asking me what they're going to look like for the next few years? There's no guarantee that past this upcoming season that Tua Tagovailoa is even going to be on the team. Do I think he is? Yes. I think Tua is a good quarterback. I was someone who defended Tua when he came out of Alabama and, you know, he came in with the injuries. But he's had so many injuries. At this point last year, it's like all the concussions. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? He had an amazing year until he had to go to the playoffs and it got cold. And he has smaller-ish wide receivers. I don't know how well they're going to age. I don't feel optimistic about the Dolphins. I think we're going to see the same damn thing that we saw last year. They're going to be good. They'll probably be good enough to make the postseason. And if they don't, they'll probably just barely get in or barely miss it. And then we're going to be having the same convo. And it's going to be, well, how much are we paying to it? I think they're in store of being good, but not good enough to win it all.
See, that breaks my heart, dude, because I feel same way. And the Dolphins, the Dolphins, right, got all these teams in Miami that have kind of won over the last, you know, here and there. The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup, for goodness sake. But you know that the Dolphins are the team in Miami.
Well, Michael.
And they just, bro, they haven't been doing
I'm
it.
Sorry.
And I'm sick of it, dude. I wish they would have drafted Josh Allen. But
Well, be a Buffalo Bills. Be a Bills fan.
Hell no.
Well, thank you, Michael. Appreciate you, man. Okay? Take it easy,
sir.
Brother.
Yes,
thank you so much. My next-door neighbor in Birmingham. If it makes him feel any better, Tyreek Hill feels real good about his quarterback. He was sitting on his own social media, on Instagram Live, answering questions, and Tyreek Hill was asked about his top 5 quarterbacks in the game. And listen to what Tyreek Hill had to say.
Top 5 quarterbacks in the league? Patrick, Tua, Lamar, Dak, Baker Mayfield.
Okay, Baker Mayfield got in there. Okay, over Josh Allen. I guess when you had to oppose Josh Allen all those years, you wouldn't pick him, I guess. Baker, okay, fine. Baker earned his money last year. And then, of course, he had to put Tua on the list. You wanted an explanation? He actually spoke to ESPN about it. Listen.
Take us through the reasoning for your list, please.
Top two are a stick, you know, top two are a stick. We all know that Patrick and Tua are the top two quarterbacks in the NFL.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? So you got Josh Allen, you got Joe Burrow, you got a lot of great guys, man. But I feel like people got to understand who I am as a person. I'm a troll. If you go to my Twitter bio, it says, I enjoy starting stuff, then leaving.
Yeah.
So I started a whole uproar, then I left.
Yeah, I mean, we're making you keep going with it. All right, so you did mention this, Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers, both not on the list. Is it because they're in the division, or what was the...
Nah. See, look, like I said, like I just love trolling people and making people mad. That's it. It's like I knew all the Bills fans was going to say, yeah, you know Josh Allen owned you. So that's just the fun part of it, just getting people riled up.
Trolls, okay. Trolling people. That's what people do nowadays. Marco Belletti, you know about trolling people, right?
I have heard, yes.
Excuse me, is it what you do or it gets done to you?
No. I don't consider myself a troll. Yeah, it's happened to me a few times, but not all that much. No, that's right. Okay. I can still see the vision from outside. I try to stay away from all this.
I understand. I got you. Here's a trivia question, and Hickey and I could not answer on the air. You ready for this?
Sure.
What planet is Superman from?
Krypton.
There you go. Why if he is from Krypton, why does a kryptonite make him sick?
I don't remember all the intricacies. Whatever, when it exploded, those like meteorites, I don't know if it makes him more. I don't know if it's humanish, because I think he gets his power from our sun, the Earth's sun. So I don't know. I'll be fair. I'm not great with my Superman trivia.
Kryptonite radiation is deadly to Superman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're right, though. Something about when the Earth exploded and they sent him to Earth and the radioactive whatever makes him human when he gets to the kryptonite. Yep, you're right.
I guess, yeah. Like, it takes away all of his superhuman powers and it makes him just like...
No.
Right?
He is not superhuman, let's be real, okay? He's an alien, all right? He's an alien. Superman is not a human, he's an alien. Why he looks the way he does in the first place, I have no idea. Because he's not a human. Why does he look like a baby? They sent him to Earth. He looks like a baby.
Well, who's to say that aliens don't look like humans? I mean, we're guessing now. You could say he's an alien. You're right. But we don't know what any aliens look like.
You talking about the Warner Brothers world or the real world?
Well, in the real world, you know what aliens look like?
I hope to be long gone. I don't want to find out.
I was going to say, now I feel like I'm being trolled. What just happened here?
I don't want to find out.
Why not?
What the aliens look like?
Well, why not?
Look, if they look like everything that Hollywood has come up with over the past 100 years, I don't want to see them things.
Yeah, but is he getting information from Hollywood? That's the problem. So we don't know.
The aliens are going to look like us. They're going to look like humans.
Who the hell knows? The only thing that I don't believe is everybody keeps talking about, too, like, you know, they've been here and they crashed here. If aliens have figured out how to travel through all these light years or whatever, I'm pretty sure they didn't crash in Idaho. Just a hunch. I'm crazy.
You've been talking to Tom Cruise?
I should.
Yeah. You've been talking to Tom Cruise.
That part of it, like, I'm fine with there maybe aliens. I'm for it. The idea that they've been here and they crash landed because they couldn't figure out how to get past our atmosphere, but they knew how to travel 17 galaxies over. Like, I don't know. Some of that math doesn't really math for me.
Yeah. Why are they here? You know, the only aliens I like, what's that alien from? He's also Warner Brothers. My guy with the BB. Well, not him. He don't
Road
go
Runner?
BB. No.
That's not really.
No. With the beam.
Beam.
He had the beam. He was a Martian. Marvin the Martian?
I got to tell you, I don't know. You stumped me here.
Oh, my God.
Is that the little guy, the Flintstones?
No, that's the Great Gazoo.
Oh, all right. Okay.
The Martian, he was the guy. He just had eyes and the helmet. And he had on the little battle skirt and the shoes, and he had the beam with Bugs Bunny. Marvin the Martian.
Nope.
Come on. I don't know Superman. You don't know Marvin the Martian?
I don't know, but that picture that you just put into my head, I don't know.
He's just eyes. Marco.
No idea, man. You lost me. You lost me.
Come on. How are we? I know it's a sports show. How are we a sports show? We don't know Superman or Marvin the Martian.
Well, I gave you Superman. I knew where Krypton was. I have no idea. Is this old? Marvin the Martian? Listen. Is it Bugs Bunny? So this is a while back?
Yeah. Come on. You watched Bugs Bunny.
So I should have known. I don't know that. I missed that.
But when you finish the, what is this called? The news flash, just look at your phone, okay?
All right. I'll take a look. I must have gone to school that day.
I don't want to.
That was the one day.
Marco, I like you a lot. I got to be honest. I don't want to talk to you right now. I don't want to talk to you, bro. I'm going to see you real soon, okay? And just understand, when I see you, I'm gonna cut my eyes at you.
Like, Marvin the Martian. We drew the line right there. All right. Okay.
Just letting you know. All right. Ahead of time. Don't. What did I do to JR? Nothing. I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
All right. I'll take a look. Maybe it'll refresh my memory.
You'll get a text.
All right.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, man, what a show. Man, we've gone from Jalen Brunson to Marvin the Martian Man, we had Clint Dempsey, legend, U.S. soccer legend, was here with us on the show. We had Emma Jane Wilson, highest earning female jockey in history. She exceeded career earnings past $90 million last night. We've had it all, okay? We heard Tyreek Hill's top five quarterback list. We talked about Paul Skeens. It's been a busy show. We even talked about the ESPYs. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, okay? And a big thank you as well to Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal. And thank you to everybody who's called us up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's the end of the show. I think you know what that means. And if you don't, it's time to go back in time to this.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Anyway, what's today's date? Today is July 12th. It's 2024. In this day in sports history, we got quite a few things. Let's go back to the year. You ready for this? 1901. Hickey, how old were you in 1901?
Negative 80. Probably not even that. Negative 93?
Well, anyway. Yeah, me too. Cy Young. Whoa. Hickey, whoa. He won his 300th game this day in 1901.
Feels kind of recent, doesn't it?
1901?
I picture like Cy Young, picture like the 1750s. Before America was even founded. Before George Washington crossed the Delaware River. That's when I figured Cy Young would be thrown.
Cy Young he deep in the dirt, okay? He deep. Okay, this day, July 12th, it looks a little more recent. Wow, I remember this. 1996, I got family in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Kirby Puckett retired. Okay, listen to this TSN report.
Today, sadly, one of the game's true nice guys and great players forced to walk away from the sport he loved.
Yeah, you know, Rod, in a day where Major League Baseball needs all the good PR that it can possibly muster, the game has just lost one of its best ambassadors. Kirby Puckett has retired. The future Hall of Famer had three separate surgical procedures in an effort to repair the damage to retina in his right eye. Unfortunately, it did not work. So tonight, Kirby Puckett said goodbye.
But for me, a kid growing up in Chicago, coming out of a bad neighborhood, people thought I'd never do anything. And here I am sitting in front of you guys, and the only sad thing the only regret I have about this game at all is that I know I could have done so much better if I could have played. But then again, that's 2020. Something else could have happened. I mean, who knows? But I think that anybody who knows me, including my teammates, know that every time I put the uniform on, that I laugh and joke with the opposition, but when it was time to get it on, I got it on, and I gave it everything I had.
God bless Kirby Puckett's family, man. He passed away. I just can't believe he passed away in 2006. It feels like it was yesterday. July 12th, 1996, Michael Jordan signed a $30 million contract. In 2012, how about this? This was the first year that every country allowed a woman to participate in the Olympics. You want to know the holdout? It was Saudi Arabia. In London 2012, they sent a fencer out there. Let's listen to Sara Attar. She was the first Saudi Arabian woman to compete in the Olympics.
You know, it's starting after I'm seeing the news buzz after my race. I'm starting to realize it, but I don't think it's really hit me yet. But I, you know, just coming here, I knew that this was going to be a huge thing.
And how important is it to you that as a Saudi, you are able to compete as a woman?
It was such a huge honor to be asked to come and that we were allowed to participate this year. And I just think that it can be something amazing for the women in Saudi Arabia and that we can really, you know, push through.
And Harrison Butker wish she would have stayed at home. July 12th, 2014, Germany won the World Cup over Argentina 1-0. Listen to the goal, Mario Götze.
Still full of running, and it's Götze! It's Mario Götze! It's Super Mario! He might just have won the World Cup for Germany! That looks like gold dust for the Germans.
And thank you to ESPN. I'm glad Messi won after, because I remember that loss. Damn, Messi was, they were kicking Messi's ass. When are you going to win us a World Cup? He did. Novak Djokovic, July 12, 2015. He beat Federer. Listen to this.
It's Djokovic again.
Djokovic. Three sets to one.
Federer championship.
7-6, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4, 6-3.
The great Roger Federer. Four sets.
Novak Djokovic, the defending champion, defends the world number one once more, victorious.
Yeah, and now he's going for another. He's going for Wimbledon again against Alcaraz on Sunday. Again? I'm rooting for Alcaraz. I got to be honest. Sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Hey, Ralph from North Carolina, say hello. I we can't do much. You got a 5-second question? What is it?
Yes, so far, it's not going to take too long. Thank you for taking my
call. No, that's too long. That's too long, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Just say it.
All right, do you think the most quarterbacks are failure because of their offensive coordinator not being...
No. I think most quarterbacks are failures because they can't make decisions. It's not the coordinator, it's them. I answered your question, Ralph. Now the show is over. It's over.
Thank you, Jerry, and good night.
Thank you so much, Ralph, for calling from North Carolina. I got it in. I didn't want to have him hanging, but I got him. And now I got to go. We all got to go. Hickey, you got to go too.
Yes.
When is your show over the weekend?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Make sure you listen to Hickey. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. We'll be back again together on Monday. Y'all be safe, be cool, be well, and be smooth. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Thank you to Hickey. Thank you to you for listening. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you, Clint Dempsey. Thank you, Emma. Thank you for you to listening and listen to Bart Winkley. He's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey. Bye.